From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, that tough-to-watch CNN interview with Dennis Rodman in North Korea.
But first, the deep freeze gripping two-thirds of the U.S. has reached the eastern and southern parts of the country. New York City is warning of a life-threatening wind chill. Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, amongst others, are all seeing record low temperatures in the single digits. And everyone is trying to bundle up, and sometimes in unique ways. In Grand Bay, Alabama, where it's hovering around 20 degrees, citrus farmers are using the frigid version of fighting fire with fire. To cope with the cold, they're coating their trees with ice to keep them warm. Brian Sullivan of Bloomberg News has been keeping an eye on how the winter weather is affecting transportation, heat, and power supplies. Brian, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So it seems as if this cold is having an effect on everything from planes to trains to automobiles as well. So let's start with planes. I mean, it seems as if flight cancellations were in the thousands in the past couple of days.
Well, just before I came in here, I looked up on FlightAware, which is an airline tracking service, and there were 2,000 flights around the United States canceled and another 1,400 delayed. Pearson Airport up in Toronto, which I think is Canada's largest, was shut down because of winds and cold weather. So, yeah, it's having a major impact.
And JetBlue in particular had to cancel a lot of flights at airports along the East Coast, and weather being, of course, a major part of that problem. Do we know how long it's going to take airlines, and or maybe even JetBlue in particular, to catch up on its service?
Well, JetBlue thinks they'll be back to a full schedule this afternoon. They're adding 19 extra flights to help rescue passengers down in South America. The biggest airports that were affected yesterday were JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, and Boston. You know, it wasn't so cold on the East Coast yesterday, but there were problems elsewhere, and it just overwhelmed them.
Well, let's move on to trains then, because as many people might know, outside of Chicago, Amtrak trains were stranded. I mean, do we know what's happened to them and how the folks on board are doing now?
Well, more than 500 people spent the night on three Amtrak trains about 80 miles west of Chicago. But now, according to reports, they've all boarded buses and they're now on their way.
We mentioned planes and trains, and in terms of the automobiles, of course, people having trouble even starting their cars and when they could get out. There are lots of places in the country. I see Interstate 65 and 84 and 94 in Indiana were closed yesterday.
Right. And the New York Thruway is closed in the western part of New York. Big part of that is this cold air is going across the Great Lakes. The water in the Great Lakes is kind of warm, and it's just dumping inches and inches and feet of snow in western New York, just closing the roads.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about power, because obviously when it's so cold, a lot of people need heat and electricity, and it's putting some incredible stress on electric grids in major parts of the country.
It definitely is. PJM, the largest electric grid in the U.S., is looking at a record for today. Natural gas obviously just jumps at times like this. You know, a few years ago, we had one of the warmest winters on record. Natural gas prices went down. A lot of people switched over. They thought this was a great thing. Well, now, you know, they may be finding themselves with a little higher bills this season. Hmm. And the other part of the problem is that this winter has just been a roller coaster of these warm-up events and then sharp cool downs. I mean, we saw it in Boston yesterday. The temperatures were up around 50 degrees, and now they're at 14 within 24-hour period. The other aspect here that a lot of people can't measure for is just the wind chill. It really puts a tax on buildings. You know, you find out how drafty your house is when the wind chill is on. And obviously, you know, if the wind is whipping against the house, and in some places the wind chill is up to 40, 50 below zero, you're going to crank that thermostat. That's going to put taxing on the whole grid in terms of the natural gas, and also the southern part of the country is heavily electric heating. So we're seeing records set across the country on these energy companies that kind of almost are getting into the kind of peak loads you see during the summer when people are cranking their air conditioners. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I see in your reporting even that a grid operator in Texas, actually the major one in Texas, is asking people to conserve their use of power, and they avoided rolling blackouts yesterday by importing extra generation from Mexico. But even further sort of up the electricity supply chain, a oil refinery in Tennessee had to shut down yesterday?
Yeah, well, these are things that you don't see during the winter usually. I mean, you know, you get big taxes on the grid sometimes in the wintertime, but this is summer stuff, you know. Rolling blackouts, that's the summertime stuff. And the other thing that we didn't mention is with these really cold temperatures, natural gas production can get choked off with what they call freeze-off. So if you get 15 hours below zero or below 20 degrees, I think it is, you know, the natural gas production gets disrupted. As you were talking about, the refineries use up a lot of energy. It's like this chain reaction, and we usually don't see these temperatures that far south, so a lot of these things aren't insulated the way they would be up north, and it just turns into a major mess.
Well, Brian Sullivan, I hope you're staying warm.
I'm trying.
Brian Sullivan is with Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.